Good morning, everybody. My name is Barry Schwartz, and this is the Search Buzz video recap. Today is Friday, November 17th, and this is the Search News. We covered over at the Search and Roundtable, seroundtable.com, over the past week. Buckle up, we got a lot to discuss. The reviews update hit, it was announced a week ago, but it kind of hit this past weekend. So more on that a little later, but it's a little weak. Google confirmed the Hidden Gens feature or algorithm or system has been live for months, which is confusing to many people. Personal results are now out. Follow feature, new notes feature from Google, a lot of personal stuff going on. Google launched new search generative experience features. Bing Chat is now known as Copilot. Quality Raters guidelines has been updated. Third-party content is going to be targeted. Google Search Console news, local news, ad news, and so much more. So definitely stay tuned. You don't want to miss this one. And of course, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Wix. Wix is an amazing CMS platform that many of us use. Wix has a new AI meta tag creator to help you automate your title tags and meta descriptions. Check out the details from George in the description below, and link to his blog post at the Wix SEO Hub. Thank you so much, Wix, for sponsoring. So as I said, you need to buckle up because we got a lot of news. Actually, this video might end up being almost twice as long, so I apologize. Just a lot of news this week. And with a buckle up, a little bit more on that later, but Google's Danny Sullivan said there will be some pretty major search ranking changes, like they always do, coming up in the future, so stay tuned. But more on what Danny Sullivan said later. So the Google November 2023 reviews update is still rolling out, so is the core update, but we definitely saw some signs of the reviews update hitting over this past weekend, like Saturday, Sunday, and Monday of this past week, around like November, 12th-ish time. But it's still been weak. We have some reports from Glenn Gabe and others across the web, including the aggregated tools, showing some different spikes and volatility around those reviews updates. So definitely stay tuned. If you got hit, you are not alone. Then Google surprised us this week by announcing a bunch of features and a bunch of stuff. One of the bigger things that Google surprised me with was that they said the Hidden Gems feature, where they kind of surface and promote deeper threads across social media, across discussion forums, across blog posts and other web pages, deep inside those web pages, which they called initially Hidden Gems months ago. They announced that it's been live for months. Danny Sullivan said several months. Google's PR team said a few months to me. And I was shocked because a month ago we reported that it wasn't live. But maybe it was, because Danny Sullivan said about a month ago, when it was asked about this Hidden Gem stuff, was that this work is continuing and is not part of the particular update. We'll share more about this work in the future. And he's right. It actually was continuing. I didn't realize he meant continuing, meaning they're working on it. I thought it was live. So basically, it's been live for a few months, at least several months, around surfacing these hidden gems across the web. And it's not part of the helpful content update. It's actually part of the core system, which is confusing because initially it was supposed to be part of the helpful content update. So I posted a lot more details about this hidden gems thing across the web on November 16th. So definitely take a look at that. I think it'd be pretty useful. And you've been seeing a lot of these like Reddit posts and so forth. So maybe that's why, because of this Hidden Gems feature. So part of that announcement was that Google announced a bunch of personalized features. A lot to unpack here. So first, let me go through personalized search based on your previous searches. Now, this is not just based on immediate previous searches, it's based on your search history. I asked Google how much search history. They didn't know. They wouldn't tell me. I asked Google, how do you turn it off? They said you have to turn it off by turning off all personalization or signing out. There's no way to opt out for this specifically. And what this means is that if you visit a site frequently, a specific site frequently, so let's say you visit Search Engine Roundtable all the time, you love it, you go to it every single day, and you go to Search Engine Land maybe like once a month for some reason. Google, if you search for certain topics on Google, they'll show you more Search Engine Roundtable articles at the top above Search Engine Land and the competitors based on you. It's not going to affect other people. It's going to affect only you. So keep that in mind. There's also other social features that are personalized features that are rolling out, including perspectives. We'll get an update to show you content from social media platforms, forums, and communities. So in the perspectives feature, plus they're going to highlight creators' information with their face, social network, maybe follower count directly in the snippets, which you actually saw tests for over the years, and now it starts to rolling out. So it's pretty interesting. This is not about looking at who the author is or anything like around that. It's more about the content specifically in terms of what they're going to promote with the Hidden Gems. But there's lots of little things there. I posted about that again on November 16th. And then Google also had added and has rolling out this follow feature, where Google had follow features and subscribe features in Google search results for a while across Google News, in the Google Knowledge panels and so forth, in the local panels. But now the follow feature is alive for specific types of queries in Google Discover and Google Search. And here's what it looks like. And when you follow a certain topic Google's going to then go ahead and show you more information to you in Google Search and Discover based on what you follow, including showing you a new for you perspectives carousel, also showing you other perspectives around those perspective carousels, around that stuff. You could actually go ahead and unfollow stuff by going to your settings and clicking on interest and then turning off stuff that you followed in the past. And also Google Discover is going to either push you information also as well as show you information more based on what you follow. So keep that in mind. There's a new follow feature out there. Again, it doesn't really affect what other people see, but it affects what you personalized Google search sees. And then Google launched this notes feature, which is a Search Labs beta experiment. You have to opt into it only. It's not available unless you opt into it. And basically it lets you create notes on any search result set. Those notes will be public. You could create on Search and or Discover. And when you go ahead and create the note, it will go ahead and add that note for anybody else to see. The notes are kind of like these, I don't know, Instagram-y types of notes where you can actually add visuals, AI-generated images, content to a specific search result set. And then when somebody searches for notes or views those notes, they can view anybody's notes in a list view, and they could click on those notes to see more details. Every single note that you click on will have a link back to the publisher's website as well as a notes listicle page. Google has this ranking algorithm just to rank those notes by itself. Keep in mind, these notes have no impact, zero impact on how that website ranks. The website that you're keeping a note on, it has no impact at all, according to Google. So keep in mind, adding positive or negative notes about a certain publisher will have no impact on the ranking of that website. Going to SGE, Google launched a bunch of new SGE features, one around gift ideas. So you can now ask SGE for ideas around gifts, and it will give you those gift ideas in a AI-based format. Also, you can say AI can help you generate apparel images, which you can then say find clothing or shopping items around these AI-generated images that I created. And Google's expanding the virtual try-on to allow you to try on men's tops. So now if I want to get a new top, I want to see what it looks like, I could try it on in Google before I try it on anywhere else. Also with SGE, Google did not confirm this, but it seems like Google's testing a new SGE ad format called You May Also Like. This is spotted by Glenn Gabe. And it seems to be like sponsored content. Here's a screenshot of that. Very interesting. Brian also is noticing this as well. Pretty interesting to see this. Google has not confirmed this, but it seems to be being tested. On the AI side, Bing Chat is now named Copilot. Bing is renaming a bunch of its AI stuff around Bing Chat to Copilot with new logo and branding. And chat.bing.com will still work, but it will be rebranded, according to Jody Ribas at Microsoft, with the new Copilot theme. Back to SEO. So Danny Sullivan, the search liaison, said, do expect changes around how Google handles third-party content, some people call it parasite SEO, where people are taking content that whatever content they want, or somebody's paying them for content, to put on their website. So if you pay Forbes.com to put content on your website, that is what Google's trying to target here. It's been an issue for many, many years where people are trying to rank their own content on third-party sites that have somewhat of an authority or whatever you want to call it. And Danny Sullivan said, since Danny Sullivan said they're updating their documentation, which they've done already, but they're not only going to update their documentation, he said that's not the only action we're taking by updating our documentation. He said, I hope and expect everyone will see things improve over time around third-party content. So it looks like Google might go ahead and target or take action on third-party content where people are taking advantage of and trying to manipulate Google search results. Also, Danny Sullivan said that they won't detail how Google Search uses user interaction for ranking or non-ranking purposes. Again, this is the big debate. Does Google use click-through rate or time on the dwell time or any other user interaction data, scroll, whatever it might be, for search rankings? And Google does say they use it, but they don't say how they use it. Do they use it to bring back feedback into the algorithm directly? Or are they looking at that later to say, oh, this click-through rate on these types of results are bad, maybe we should update and improve our algorithms? So that's been the big debate, and Google will not say how they use it. A lot of stuff around the DOJ, Department of Justice stuff has come out around that. And Google said they've been talking about it for years, which they have. It's been on their how search works type of page. But they don't really explain how they use it. So keep that in mind. Also, big news, last night Google updated their search quality raters guidelines. The update was pretty minor. I don't see any massive changes to that document. They actually shrunk it by 8 pages. Or six pages. It's a lot easier to read, because you have 6 pages less to read, but it's still 168 pages. They just simplified some stuff, and they clarified some examples and modernized some examples. So definitely some good weekend reading. Google has updated their Search Console robots.txt report. Now it basically goes ahead and reports on issues you might have with accessibility with your robots.txt file. And it has shows you issues with sitemaps and so forth, which is pretty interesting. Also, with that, Google has removed the robots.txt tester tool. So there are a lot of third-party tools that you can use. So definitely take a look at that because that has been updated. Google said you should avoid including prices of flights in your title elements on your web pages. So if you have a flight website that talks about flights, so cheap flights to New York City, or some people write only $195 to fly from Miami to New York City or something like that, and you can't include that price anymore. Google doesn't want you to include it, but when I did a search to see if there were prices included in the search results, they were. So maybe Google's gonna go ahead and remove all prices for flight-related keywords going forward, even if you have them in your title tags. Google has added new support for course carousel information in the Google search results. Google had course information or courses for a while that only included the course's name and so forth, but now included prices, reviews, and a bunch of other information, including education level, ratings, and length of structured data, and so forth. So you can include all that information in your courses that you have, and Google will then go ahead and potentially show that in a carousel format in the Google search results and mobile desktop. And Google added some new Search Console reports around that so you can actually see how well they're doing and fix any issues, as well as the rich results test actually works with that as well. Also, Search Console added some new reports for the learning video rich results. Now, Google launched learning video rich results a while ago, maybe two plus years ago. And now Google has added Search Console performance report data about those learning results. So you can see how well they're doing in terms of the performance reports, which is a nice add-on. So if you are using that structured data, you can actually see how well they're performing in the search appearance filter in the performance report. Google, on talking about rich results, Google has, again, remember months ago, dropped how often they show FAQ rich results in the search results. Now it seems like Google's now showing more FAQ rich results in the search results after they dropped it down to zero. I checked SEMrush and RankRanger, and they're both showing that it actually spiked up significantly, although now it's kind of dipping down a little bit. This was spotted by a bunch of people, and I wasn't able to replicate it myself, but it seems like Google's doing some type of test where they're actually showing more rich results for FAQs going forward. So it's a little interesting. I'm just checking the results now. Yeah, it's pretty much at the like 2% range, where it used to be much higher, but it's still showing a lot more FAQs than it did before. So maybe kind of Google up how many sites they're going to go ahead and show it for. I'm not sure, but I'll keep a track on it. I'll keep track of it and let you know what's going on with that. Talking about Buckle Up, so Danny Sullivan posted a Twitter thread about what he presented at Brighton SEO past week. So if you want to learn about that, I posted about that this morning, the whole entire Twitter thread on Search Engine Roundtable. So take a look at that, which talks about his Buckle Up comments and changes to search and all this other stuff there. So definitely take a look at that. Google has launched new Google Business Profile gym attributes and amenities. So you can actually go ahead and do that for your gym. Google Business Profiles also added a new verification method where you can actually go ahead and upload your photo at the customer's location as a verification method. So if you're always on the road, you're like a contractor that does work at clients at people's houses or at construction jobs, you just take a picture of yourself at that location, and that will be good enough for Google to go ahead and verify your business going forward. Google has sued over fraudulent and weaponized DMCA requests, takedown requests. So there was two people allegedly, according to Google's lawsuit, that were using Google's DMCA requests to take down hundreds of thousands, I think over 600,000 URLs, or tried to take down 600,000 plus URLs of competitors in certain types of areas that are competing with their own websites. They created over 65 fake Google accounts to do this, and Google's saying, no, we had enough, we are suing you, so you can't do this anymore, which is pretty interesting. Again, there are ways to do that, and people have been talking about this for a while, so it's interesting to see Google go after people legally for doing that. Google has documented a new Google Safety Crawler, which does not respect your robots.txt file. It basically looks for malware and other issues, and it's Google Safety. It's been around for years, but they just put it in their documentation just this week. Google is testing new arrow ups, northeast arrow ups for site links. Here's a screenshot of that. This was spotted by a bunch of people, including Ramana, Scott Shorter, and Brody Clark. So nice find there. Bing may start using AI to rewrite your snippets. They're calling it AI-generated captions, and the only way to see that is if you actually click on the little arrow down, and it'll show you if it was using an AI-generated screenshot caption for that snippet. This is rolling out using GPT-4, and it's actually live now. Here's a screenshot of that as well. Bing It's hard to find in Bing image search some of the ad labels. We've been talking about Bing's ad labels for Microsoft Search, Microsoft Bing Search. Their ad labels are very, very hard to see. Same case in Bing image ads. Here's a screenshot or two from Frank Santman, which I can replicate, which basically is almost impossible to see some of these ad labels, especially white on white. Microsoft Advertising is now sending out faster email notifications about disapprovals and other issues around violations, so keep that in mind. And also, Yahoo may be rolling out their new Yahoo Search experience, according to Brian Provost, who works the VP and general manager at Yahoo Search. He spoke at XMX this week, and he said, coming in the early weeks of January, they will be launching out some new, I guess, redesigned experience features around Yahoo Search. And then in the future, maybe they'll launch some new more novel search features in the coming months after that. So looking forward to that as well. Love Yahoo Search, and I do miss them. In any event, thanks so much for listening to the Search Buzz video recap. Sorry this video took so long. Hope you guys have a great, safe, healthy weekend. And thanks again to Wix for sponsoring. Deeply appreciated. Everyone have a safe, healthy weekend. Bye-bye.